I wouldn't try to capture lightning in a bottle. Sounds too dangerous. Plus, because of global warming, there's lightning everywhere all the time anyway. Why bother trying to capture it? I enjoy the flashes in my eyes, like a surprised little sunset. I stopped even trying to take a picture.
It's a beautiful day in the Gulch. It's a beautiful day in the Gulch, old school style.
Yeah.
We're on the precipice of another best fall ever.
Yeah.
The cicadas are singing.
Oh, yeah.
The moon is deliciously, it's dripping. The moon is deliciously juicy.
It looks like a big wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
About the size of a quarter coming up through the trees.
And it's glowing. It's glowing like the sun.
It's glowing like the sun.
I could read a small print book under this moon.
I'm feeling a little bit of lunar effect.
In what way?
It's making me horny.
Oh no!
I'm kidding. It's making me angelic.
Oh good! Two sides of the same coin. Yeah. Two sides of the same coin sized moon. You know, Alex, I was thinking we should have a fresh start.
Yeah, me too. Well, what do you, how so?
Like, we should get to know each other again.
Oh, okay.
Like, we should play Two Truths and a Lie. No?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, you almost said, I think your first instinct was no.
I think my first instinct would be no, because I don't want to be forced to expose...
unfortunate truths.
But I'm the one saying.
Yeah, I know you're the one. That would be so funny if you were playing Two Truths and a Lie and you accidentally said like an awful, like, I don't even know. I don't even want to go there, brother. All right, I'll start.
Yeah, you start.
Two Truths and a Lie. I had Arby's for dinner.
Okay.
I had a sardine slurry for lunch.
Oh.
And I had eggs for breakfast.
Okay. So, I think you had a sardine slurry for lunch, and I think you had eggs for breakfast. I don't think you had Arby's for dinner. Cuz you're on your health. I think you're on your healthy 30-year-old man kind of vibe.
Wrong.
Oh no.
I did have Arby's for dinner, but
what?
I had yogurt and fruit for breakfast.
Oh, you didn't have eggs.
Yeah, that was a lie.
Very interesting, because I think of eggs as a healthy breakfast.
Yeah.
But
that's why I misled you.
Berries
are even more healthy than eggs. Greek yogurt and berries is probably
way healthier than eggs.
I don't know, way, but up there.
People are always saying eggs have, like, really bad cholesterol.
No, they're saying they have good cholesterol now. They used to say they had bad cholesterol.
They're always doing that.
I know,
they're
it's crazy.
They're always saying, like, salt's bad for you.
Now they're saying it's good for you. Yeah.
I heard...
it depends on the salt. Not iodized table salt. You want, like, you know, your magnesiums and your potassiums and stuff.
For sure.
Which is salt.
For sure. Yeah, I was talking to someone over the weekend, and they said that this woman died after a hangover from drinking 4 bottles of water recently.
4 bottles of water?
She drank 4 bottles of water.
Standard water bottles?
Standard 12-ounce water bottles.
Yeah.
And she died.
So what's the lesson you're going to take from that?
Sodium. There was no, like, you're supposed to... Well, actually, it's to me, the person I was talking to said it was because she lacked sodium.
Yeah. I think I encountered this story.
You encountered this story too?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds kind of like a freak accident to me, though.
Yeah, I think there's a woman dies from water poisoning once a decade. And people use that as a weird, as some kind of weird moralism for the next decade.
I think, yeah, like, I remember hearing about it in hazing situations.
Yeah.
They force a boy to drink a gallon of water and he dies. Or a girl in a sorority or something. But then, yeah, so I was surprised to hear this one, you know, like, I guess it's all about balance, you know.
Maybe she died from alcohol poisoning.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, a lot of times, I've had a lot of hangovers that felt like I was going to die. None have gotten me yet.
Yeah.
But there's been many times.
Well, I don't think it's the hangover that kills you. It's the drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And the hangover is kind of like a reminder of death. Mortis. What's the word? Mortis something?
Operandi. Apprehendi.
I think we're close.
Modus operandi.
That's not it.
Mortis.
No.
Wait, what is it? Mortis. Recordis. Mortis recordis.
Reminder of death in Latin. Memento mori.
Memento mori.
Yeah.
A bit of memento. Here's a little memento. Here, have this hangover. Think of it as a memento mori. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Mori. That's a mori. So that's a mori.
That's a mori. The moon is hitting the sky like a big shiny coin.
I think, Alex, this is a blue moon.
You think it is?
Yeah.
I think it is, too. It looks full. It doesn't look blue at all. It looks like a big, big piece of cheddar cheese.
Well, everything else is blue. The sky is blue.
The sky is
blue.
Well,
what makes it a blue moon is it's the second full moon in 1 month.
Oh, nice. You're right. I remember you were talking about this, like, at the beginning of the month.
Yeah. Were we in California at the beginning of the month? That seems crazy.
We were in California at the beginning of the month. I can't remember if that was the full moon, though. Did we see it?
Look at all these bats.
I think we did,
and I think we commented on the...
Like, from the van
on the something. Brightness of it, yeah.
We were looking at the van coming up over Los Angeles, California.
We were driving from San Francisco.
And we were like, look, the moon, it was beautiful. And then we started talking about the moon like we do.
We often talk about the moon.
And we've been at it for many years and we still know so little about it.
I know.
Dude, they landed a robot on the southern ice cap of the moon.
Does the way we talk about the moon mystify or clarify the way we relate to it?
I think it romanticizes it. Well, I think a lot of the times we romanticize it, right? So it would mystify it, which makes it kind of sometimes
isn't romance sometimes clarifying?
And then sometimes, yeah, romance can clear up any sort of turmoil that you're going through. It can give you little spaces of clarity. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. But going back a little bit, India launched a rocket to the moon.
Yeah, they landed a robot on the southern ice cap.
Well, good for them.
So there's water. They're like, oh, there's water here, so we can live here now if we want.
They got to melt the water, I think.
Yeah, but you know
they should bring a global warming to the moon.
They should put it over there.
Yeah,
yeah.
They should take it away from here and put it over there.
Yeah,
we might hit.
It wouldn't matter if the moon got really hot. Like nothing would happen.
You're right. Wow,
how has no one ever thought of that before?
The moon looks hot right now.
It looks hot to the touch. Like it's like really hot.
I feel like it rose a lot in the past while we've been yapping about it. I feel like when we observed the moon mere minutes ago, it was huge and orange and rising above the tree line.
Yeah, now it's more like it looks more dime-sized and a little bit more nickel-y in color.
And it's as bright as a light bulb.
It looks like a cat's eye when you shine a flashlight into it. Yeah. Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't know. If I can sort of slow down and appreciate the moon, then that's kind of like a clarifying thing, and also a romantic thing. Romantic thing. Yeah. But a lot of the time, if you're just not paying attention to it, you know, or looking up what kind of moon it is. What kind of moon is it? Oh, it's the... Maybe it's the...
It's this rare worm blood moon.
That could be more cloudy.
Yeah, that's mystifying for sure. Yeah, that specificity doesn't enhance my enjoyment of the moon.
It confuses
me. But I'm always yapping about it.
But I do really like the
blue moon. But those names are beautiful. Blue moon is really cool. Yeah, blue moon's good.
Because you know what it means.
Right. And it's a unit of measurement that you can use, that you can deploy with artistic license.
Facts. Once every 2 years.
But you, when you say once in a blue moon, you don't mean once every 2 years. You mean once in a while.
Yeah.
Rarely. You mean rarely, but it's like you enjoy it when it happens.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, I will take a nap in that hammock once in a blue moon.
And when's the last time you did it?
Probably about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you use it right, like, on accident, probably all the time. Because I remember we used it right when we went to the Lilly Library. And
I said, I go to the Lilly Library every once in a blue moon.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, wait, how often is that? And we looked it up, and it was every 2 years, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's the last time I was here. It was 2 years
ago. Yeah, like, no one ever says I get into a bar fight once in a blue moon. I crash my car once in a blue moon. It's always, I'll make myself a pink lemonade once in a blue moon.
And it's like, yeah, when is the last time I had pink lemonade? Yeah, 2021? Is it 2021 already? So the last time I drank pink lemonade? Wow. Yeah, it feels like it was just yesterday. But yeah, so like... So, two truths and a lie. I love the moon. I ate sardines for dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of a lie.
I thought the sardines was going to be a lie, because I thought you ate blueberries and a red bell pepper for dinner, yeah, but you had sardines for protein.
Yeah, I'm kind of on a health kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe that might seem like the lie, because, well, I thought maybe
I thought
that
it, could I, be I thought the it lie. Was a lie, because it sounded like you were copying me.
Well, so, like, my lie was going to be I ate sardines and some other things with it. For dinner.
But that's true.
So it wouldn't be a lie. It would still be true.
Wait, so that picture of the blueberries and the red bell pepper, that wasn't for dinner that you sent me?
No, that was for dinner. I just also ate sardines.
Oh, you were trying to technically lie.
Yeah, so like but I think that still isn't a lie though. Like, it would say if I said I ate sardines only, then that would be a lie.
Yeah,
it's like a little bit cloudy. It's a little bit cloudy, a little bit murky.
Yeah.
That's like how, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like being in California?
I did. Yeah, I did. So that's the truth.
I liked being in California.
It was hot, which was true.
Is it true?
It was hot, yeah.
Yeah, it was
hot. Remember when we were trying to park our car and walk around Frog Town? It was hot.
Oh, yeah, it was really hot. And we were walking by the LA River.
And we had been up for seemingly 12 hours already. And our day had just begun.
Yeah, that was fun. And we ate like at this bike shop that was also a burrito place.
Yeah.
I had a really, really good breakfast burrito. I can't remember what that place was called.
I can't either.
It was called like Bike.
It was called like Bike Town Cafe or something like that.
And it was like outdoors.
Yeah, and everyone was in a jolly mood.
Everyone was so jolly and like fit. Yeah. And you drank a charcoal lemonade.
Yeah. Not a pink lemonade.
A charcoal lemonade. Now that's... Had you ever had a charcoal drink before?
I think so.
How long ago?
More than two years ago. Yeah. I think it was when I still worked at Hopscotch, someone brought in charcoal.
I had never had a charcoal drink before. And, I thought it tasted like, kind of like a fart.
It tastes like charcoal. It
tastes like sulfur.
It had a sulfur aftertaste, which was a little bizarre.
My friend from school growing up
lived in the country, and they had well water that tasted really strongly of sulfur.
Really?
Yeah, and the sulfur taste permeated everything.
Now, could you get rid of that with like a Brita filter?
Maybe.
That'd be unfortunate if you had a well, but that well, you'd smell bad.
Yeah, it'd be like, well...
It'd be kind of an L if you had a well, but it smelled.
That's a big L.
Big L. Rest in peace. Yeah, I liked that restaurant. What's another restaurant we went to that was good in California?
Like every restaurant.
They were all really good. Yeah,
that Hawaiian barbecue place I liked a lot.
Oh, yeah. What was that called?
Like
L&L?
Yeah. Or J&J.
I think it was something L, like Uncle L or L&L.
I think it was two letters.
Yeah, well, yeah, that. And you got like a. You got like a piece of spam with seaweed wrapped around
it. Yeah.
Delicious.
It was really good. And some kind of shrimp thing.
I got macaroni salad and kimchi, and I mixed it together.
That Mexican restaurant with the grill inside, that was good.
Oh yeah.
I actually low-key liked the tacos we had on the side of the road better from that crazy taco truck. I thought that place was really good. Oh yeah,
that rest stop in like, you're just like in like kind of like
the middle of nowhere.
Bakersfield or something. Yeah, it was so nice to eat real food. Like, you know what I mean. Like, just like...
The Chinese food we had was really good.
Yeah, dude, those scallops. Eating scallops in San Francisco.
That Mexican restaurant was not very good that we went to.
Yeah, it was ass.
Yeah, no offense, Matt, for taking us there, but... That was a funny experience.
Like that dip
yeah.
in the middle of...
Like, I like the
they
dip.
They brought this cheese dip that was literally just...
It was like on fire when they brought it out.
Yeah, but like, it was like, it looked like the Ninja Turtles when they're like the beginning of the Ninja Turtles when everyone's eating pizza and it just has the stringiest possible cheese.
Yeah.
It was like that, but with chips and dip. So, like, everything... you had to, like, raise your arm 3 feet off the table to get the chip to snap out of the cheese.
Yeah.
Which I actually thought was really good. Just extremely inconvenient. Yeah.
I like the cheese dip, actually.
I thought it was good.
It was controversial, but I like. Didn't your meal not come? Or that was Steve's meal. Didn't
Steve's
come
meal
on time.
Didn't come. He must have ordered something vegetarian.
No,
or something.
He ordered like an entire chicken.
Yeah, and then that lady came up to us and wanted to take our picture.
Yeah.
So that we would buy the pictures or something. But then she just ended up giving us
the
pictures.
It was weird. We were supposed to, like... That was weird. I didn't like that. I think... Yeah, I don't know if we were supposed to tip her or something.
Yeah, I like L.A. It's fun. I like to... I like the... just hang around... Just
yeah,
hanging around.
You can do that anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, we liked it because we were on vacation there. We'd probably like it to live there too, but it would probably be different a little bit.
How do you think our show went at Zebulon? Do you think that we did a good job?
I think we did a good job. I think it was a total. I think it was a neutral, a net neutral to the show, which I think is fine. I think we
I don't think we made it worse.
Yeah.
We didn't make it worse.
Definitely.
It was funny when we were talking to Josiah, he was like, we were like, oh yeah, so we were just like, went and we like, he was like, what were you guys doing? And I was like, well, we just kind of like introduced the bands and, you know, and he's like, oh yeah. No one wants to see that. Like, at a show, no one wants to see that. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that's
we experienced
how I felt.
It.
Yeah.
No, I think some people liked it. A couple people
like,
liked
it. Our close friends.
Yeah.
Our close friends liked it.
Who we were there for.
I really felt, like, really happy to be there for Steve. And, like, I got to hang around with Steve and the guys. And And it was all really fun and... I was honored to be a part of it, and I would like to continue to do stuff like that.
I loved it.
Every time I try to introduce a band, it's, like, really awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to do it, like I think it was the last time that Narrowhead played the Bishop.
Yeah.
I went to introduce them. Like, Jacob was like, you should introduce us and say that quote from Tenacious D. Where it's like, this band told me not to read this, but I'm going to read it anyway because they're the best band in the world or whatever.
Yeah.
And I, like, did it in, like, my regular normal voice. Like, I didn't, like, play it up.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, awkward. And, like, Jacob was like, yeah, you didn't, like, really do it like the guy in the movie. And I was like, yeah, I was trying to do it like me. And he was like, yeah, okay. And then we find ourselves flying all the way across the country to just be like I think like right before Steve went on, like all we said was like, Steve is awesome. We love Steve. Steve is a gangster.
That's
because
like because
and then I was like, and Steve's gangsta. And I think you had already just said that he was a gangster.
Well,
and then I was like, yeah, okay. So we just like flew all the way across the country to just. Completely unnecessarily be like, yo, Steve is a gangsta.
Yeah, because we're gangsta.
Yeah.
No, but, no, yeah. I feel like, I don't know. That it was a new...
And I like that.
It was a good experience for us. We learned something. It was new. Yeah. It was an honor. I feel like it was the kind of thing where if we, like, tried hard, it would have been way worse. Imagine if we worked really hard on a routine
and it bombed
and no one was in there to watch it because people only moved inside when they start hearing the band playing anyway.
Yeah.
So I think we did the right thing. We established a vibe. We added a layer of we added a ripple to the Steve story for the California people who don't know him. From Rodeo Ruby Love and Jackie Boy and all, who don't know
all the lore. the lore of the Steve.
We added a mysterious old chapter.
Yeah.
To the man with a golden voice. Is that what you called him?
I don't even know. I just couldn't even remember what I was even saying.
No, just now. I mean, 15 seconds ago.
The man with the golden voice?
Is that what you called Steve?
No, I said Steve and the boys.
Oh.
Or I said, like, the lore of Steve and the boys.
Yeah, that sounds more like what you said, yeah.
So, like,
it would have been awesome if you said the man with the golden voice.
Well, he is a man with a golden voice. So it was a new chapter. It was like an... It was like bringing a bit of the old chapter into the new chapter.
Yeah.
And now...
But it's all one chapter.
It's all one chapter. So, you know, it's like... it's all one never-ending chapter. But the pages turn. The leaves turn and the pages turn. But it's one chapter.
And the rest is still unwritten.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know... And it was fun having Josiah here. Did you have fun with Josiah?
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy. So much.
Dude, it's so crazy that Josiah came here.
I can't believe this was all in 1 month.
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. It was like
so beautiful.
So
it was California, Josiah.
Yeah.
Steve and Cora weekend, Laughing Gas weekend.
Yeah.
The first weekend of the best fall ever.
Yeah.
There was 5 weekends in 1 month.
It was guys' month.
Yeah.
You've heard about Guys Night, but a new thing just dropped, Guys Month. And it's where you get with your boys
for an entire month
and you have Guys
of
Month.
Mature, drama-free mayhem.
Productive and responsible mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, like...
It can only happen once in every 2 years.
Once a blue moon. Yeah. Dude, yeah, I felt like it was very, like, regenerating. It's sort of like, you know, I'm like, yeah, this is how I want to be living. Like, I want to be, like, around my friends, doing fun things, responsibly, you know... Or, I don't know. Well, another fun thing was just like having Josiah here was like a strange dream. Like we had him on the last episode, but we haven't like had a chance to reflect on it.
Yeah.
So like, I thought it was really fun for him, but like it was. I'm not sure how fun it was for him, but for me, it was really fun.
It seemed
to just like be like. Showing him around and like walking around aimlessly with him and just like forcing him to like do all the stuff that I do.
To have someone follow you around.
Dude, it's so funny. Like, and like he was really like at my will.
Yeah.
So I really hope that he had an okay time. He seemed like he did.
I think he did. Yeah.
And like, I was really hoping that we were going to get to fly in a hot air balloon together, but
yeah. I hate to say it, but I was kind of relieved.
You were relieved?
It kind of scared me, having a bunch of people in a hot air balloon with a bunch of gear swinging around.
Well, we have a pretty light gear, just this field recorder and then like a VHS camera. But yeah, you've been up there. I've never been up there, so I don't really know what to expect.
Well, we'll do it next time.
But, yeah. Dude, yeah. I don't know. A lot of times when you meet somebody like that you only know through the internet, you're like worried that like it'll be like awkward.
I wasn't worried about that.
I wasn't worried about it, but I was thinking about it when I was driving to the airport.
Indianapolis, New York.
I almost said New York. When I was driving to New York to pick up Josiah from LaGuardia and drive 16 hours back here.
When I was driving in the dark without my headlights on and no glasses, I was really nervous.
But he's like exactly like how I like.
You've listened to hours of him speaking.
I know, it's like, and I've spoken to him for hours too, yeah. Because we've like been on his shows, and then like, and when you do that, you like talk to him for like an hour before or after too. I feel like, or at least we did like during like the pandemic times.
Yeah,
but like. yeah, I was like, wow, I really do actually already know this guy, which is like kind of a cool feeling. Because a lot of the time when you're just like posting on online all the time and like talking to people online all the time, it kind of like, you can sometimes be afraid, like what am I doing? Like, am I actually even like making connections with anybody? But it's like, the answer is like, yeah, probably.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good lesson.
I feel like that's the lesson I took from that. Or one of many, you know. And also, I kind of feel like just hanging around is like really like all, like, it's like, that's like really like the meat of life.
Yeah, you sound like Adam Duritz.
Really?
Just hanging around this town in a corner.
I mean, like, while we didn't like go in the hot air balloon, like, I feel like I felt like I was doing something by just having Josiah come here. Like, he was like really special to me.
Good. It should be. It was awesome. I mean, I feel like I'm not romanticizing it maybe as much as I should. It seemed like just like having an old friend.
No, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it was like. Yeah. And like, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think like, just, you know, like, we felt like maybe we weren't doing anything in LA, and but
in
like
a way we weren't, but in a way we totally were.
Yeah. It's the same thing with Josiah coming here. Just being around like is like just having like when Cora and Steve come back here and hang out for a while, like, it just like, it means a lot to me. It just feels good.
Yeah, just existing is the important part.
Yeah.
All the other stuff is secondary.
Yeah.
All the achievements.
Yeah, all like the art and like the music and stuff.
Yeah, it's
like,
nice.
It's like, I really like only want to do that, or want them to do that.
You just so I can have your old friends succeed.
Yeah, I just want to. Yeah, I want everyone to like succeed and be happy, and but also I want them to be around.
Yeah,
and I want to be around, just people I love. You know,
the world goes around.
My tummy's big and round, and my head is round, and the moon is round.
Around.
Around.
And around and around we go.
And around and around we go.
My head is round. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Guys Month comes to a close, the best fall ever is upon us again. We had I think we had a long summer.
We did. Yeah. Do you think it'll be the best fall ever again?
I never say it's the best fall ever.
Oh, it's always a question.
Yeah, it's always a question. It's always a question you ask yourself when you're having fun.
Is this the best fall ever because it's the fall I'm experiencing right now?
Yes. Yes.
I'm alive. But hey, man, don't get ahead of yourself. It's not fall yet.
But so, I think it's kind of spiritually fall.
Because school has started.
Guys Month is over. And yeah, school has started. I think it might be the lowest recorded temperature ever. Not ever. In Indiana tomorrow, after the record high last week.
I like that. Did you know it's like the coldest day ever today?
I feel like culturally a lot of fall stuff is about turning down. But best fall ever is all about turning up.
That's true.
Not getting turnt, but turning up the love, the community.
Yeah.
The nature, the colors.
I like that.
The vibes.
Yeah, upping the saturation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about living life in HD.
The veil is getting fat.
Yeah.
The veil is getting thicker.
Maybe the veil was only there because I wanted it to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Or I needed it to be there.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah, I don't like the idea of the veil thickening or thinning.
What do you like?
What you said. Where it's like, oh, it's not even
I removed the veil at it at will.
I removed the veil at will, yeah. And turn everything all the way up. Yeah, I always used to think that the veil was like between like the living and dead, but it's not. It's between like sort of symbolic, mythical realm of thought and the cold, everyday, hyper physical present. Mm-hmm. So you really can just kind of like you really can just play with that as much as you want. Because it's all just like a mental... Like how we were talking about the moon earlier.
Yeah.
Or like really however much you want to romanticize your life. I say romanticize as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a dragonfly or something and you're like, oh, maybe that was a fairy. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. It looked like a fairy.
You say embrace that?
If you want. If yeah. It makes life more fun. I don't know. You sound like you disagree.
I would say... I think that's good within reason.
Within reason.
I think you should know your audience.
Yeah, for sure.
I think maybe you can think in your head and play pretend that's a fairy.
But don't go around telling people.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of annoying for for a 32-year-old man to be like...
I saw a fairy.
I think a fairy just flew by. No.
Well, Brody. There was an orb sighting above Sinaj.
Oh God. By who? Who sighted the orb?
There were two witnesses.
Who?
Chance.
Yeah.
And Spencer.
Yeah.
They were coming back from a show. And they saw an orb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chance was like, I saw a fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Above Sinaj.
Yeah.
And, what and did I was Spencer like, what do you say? Mean?
He and then he described an
orb
yeah.
that he saw. But I did talk to Spencer about it, and he saw the same thing. But I think it was probably just a drone.
A drone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could it be the moon?
Could have been the moon. Could have been a lightning bug.
Oh.
What?
I think I just saw a lightning bug out of the corner of my eye. I'm not... Seriously, there is one lightning bug. Okay. It'll be around that area. It should be blinking any time now.
Hmm.